نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. أيضا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في خطبة حجة الوداع: إنما أعراضكم أموالكم وأولاد وأنفسكم حرام عليكم كحرمة يومكم هذا، بلدكم هذا، شهركم هذا. میں نے ابھی جو آیت جو حدیث بیان کی ہے، دو حدیث ہیں. او سوری، آئی ہیو ٹو اسپیک ان انگلش. دی حدیث وچ آئی ہیو جسٹ نریٹڈ، دی فرسٹ ون سیز that the iman of none of you is acceptable or reliable until his or her desires become subservient to the message to what I have come with. In other words, that the Rasulullah ﷺ is saying that you have to submit to what he has brought, that is the Islam. Now Islam is a composite word, but that means our belief, our ibadat, our actions, our desires, good or bad, as the case may be. In other words, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought the message, and he was authorized by Allah Ta'ala to explain to the community at the time, he was speaking to human beings. Human beings have been given desires, all kinds of desires. But the main thing, but the important thing is that desires can be good, can be bad. Desires are all types. Desires about your children, desires about our wealth, desires about our well-being, desires of so many things. So the thing is this: what is the criterion of good and bad? That's the main issue. If you ask anybody what is the criterion, they will say society, customs, reasoning, all of these things. Because the criterion, if it keeps changing, then the society's value will also change. And that's why in Islam, the criterion is fixed. If we accept the reasoning, if we accept the customs, if we accept the old traditions, so the question will arise, whose traditions, whose wisdom, whose reasoning? Because it will be a chaos, as it is happening today. And therefore the desire has to be subservient to the command that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought on behalf of Allah Ta'ala, as he explained the commands of Allah. So the criterion in Islam is fixed. Whether a man in China or Japan or America or anywhere else. Nowadays, for example, we are afflicted with the moving criterions. What was yesterday good, today is bad. What is bad today, tomorrow can be good. It is happening every day. So the criterion will be the Sharia that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. And the desires, all types of desires. And therefore, a Muslim is being asked that his desires has to be subservient to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore, the criterion is fixed. It will not change. Now, attached to this, the second hadith, the second sentence which I explained, which Rasulullah ﷺ said on the eve of the Hajjatul Wada. Hajjatul Wada khutbah is very important. Not very many people have paid attention to that. It is very strange that this khutbah hardly contain things which deals with ibadat or aqaid, except one or two sentences. But the whole of the khutbah deals with social matters, with our mutual relationship. So what I had just quoted just now, Rasulullah said on the eve of the Hajjatul Wada, that your lives, your honor, and your wealth, assets, is haram upon you to violate them. And the hurmat, the sanctity of the sanctity of the life, sanctity of wealth, sanctity of honor, is as sacred as this day of yours, that is the Hajj. Zilhijjah. This is the day of yours, this month of yours, this city of yours. Not only one, but the three sanctities Rasulullah mentioned. Because as you know, during the Hajj, when you are in the state of Ihram, lots of things are rendered impermissible. But you see, nowadays, look around the world, how much violation taking place of all of these three. In our individual level and a collective level. As a businessman, as a father, as a mother, as a friend, as a stranger, as a traveler. I will take any capacity, whatever it is. How easy it become that we prepare to violate the honor and the sanctity of life and the wealth. Why? Because there is a desire to earn something, to do something. And we, at that particular moment, we ignore the commands of Rasulullah, we ignore the command of Allah Ta'ala, and we follow our own desire, because this is what is the commanding, this is what the leading us to do. And what Rasulullah is saying, that this is haram. Now naturally, if the man is subservient to commands of Rasulullah, as he has said, then he will think twice or thrice before he violates things. How easily it becomes for us nowadays. The reason is this, we have compartmentalized ourselves, that this is our belief, this is our ibadat, and the rest of it are out of our circle. And therefore the ibadat themselves, we should impress upon us to follow what Rasulullah has said, what the Rasulullah asking here, what Rasulullah explaining here. But momentarily man forgets about it. And that's why the hadith of Rasulullah says when a mu'min commits an adultery or commits theft or any other violation, he is not a mu'min at the time. What it means is this, that is the, when he commits these wrong, at that time his sense of accountability to Allah is not there. Because had he had the sense of accountability to Allah on that day, he would not have done what he did. And therefore important thing is this, that is whatever we do, at our home, outside, with our friends, with our strangers, with our neighbors, with our business partners, all of these things, that is the sense of accountability to Allah for what we are doing. What is haram is haram, what is halal is halal. We are accountable for our deeds to Allah Ta'ala for whatever we do. And therefore it is important to understand that the 24-hour sense of accountability to Allah in our deeds. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala, give us the tawfiq to be conscious of our responsibility and halal and haram, and be conscious of our sense of accountability to Allah Ta'ala in order to serve ourselves, our children, our family, our nation, our community, our businesses, in whatever capacity we are. Look at the lives of the companion of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and take heed what Allah Ta'ala has said, what Rasulullah has said. And therefore, just to repeat the same thing, Rasulullah said that the iman of none of you is reliable or acceptable unless his desires, all kinds of desires, unless his desires are subservient to what I have come with. The second one which I explained, that your wealth, your honor, and your lives are sacred, not to violate them. And the sanctity is given three, that is like the sanctity of this day of yours, this city of yours, this month of yours. What more sanctity anybody desires to do when we go for our Hajj? And therefore make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to pay attention and to work on what Allah Ta'ala has asked through Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وآخر دعوانا والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.